The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line this morning, Congressman William Timmons. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Jerry, good morning. I'm doing well. Hope you are.
I am wonderful. So on Friday, Leader McCarthy and you guys, the House Republicans, you unveiled the Commitment to America. Gave us some details of what the plan is, the four foundations, accountable government, a strong economy, a safe country, and a future built on freedom. Talk with us about some of these items and your response to the Commitment to America.
Well, Joey, first, I think the way we got here is important. Leader McCarthy, soon to be Speaker McCarthy, started about 18 months ago, and he got the entire Republican conference together, and we divided into task forces, and our goal was to come together, the whole conference, everybody, and try to find policy proposals that we can agree on as a conference that will fix what the Democrats have done to this country. And, I mean, you know, we can always be the party of no. The Democrats are bad. They're destroying the economy, inflation, gas prices, immigration. But we have to then say we're against that and we're for this. So yeah. Leader McCarthy really, I mean, the Commitment to America is everything this country needs. It's something that everybody can agree on. We all know that inflation needs to go down, and the way you do that is you stop spending money we don't have, and we need to be energy independent. We've got to reduce gas prices. You do that by removing the impediments that this president has put in place to increase our reliance on foreign energy. And then we got to be less dependent on China. So that's the economy part. The safe nation part is simple. You got to secure the border. You got to reduce crime and protect public safety, and we got to defend America's national security. These are all things that every American can agree on. We need to get our country moving in the right direction, and I'm optimistic that January is going to be that time.
Yep. One of the things that really got my attention, Congressman, is the pledge to roll back the addition of the reported 87,000 additional IRS agents.
That's day one. Honestly, on your intro, I said that it was $300 billion is the price tag for the student loan nonsense. It's actually $400 billion. So, you know, maybe that's something else we need to do day one. We can't be giving money away. And look, I'm all for helping people that need help, but that's just ridiculous. We're not giving away $400 billion at the stroke of this president's pen.
Yep. Yeah, you're right. The Congressional Budget Office yesterday coming out after a request from several Republican members of the House and the Senate asking for analysis, and you know, a $400 billion and with the stroke of a pen, he transfers that obligation from one group of people to the American taxpayers.
I don't think it's legal. I know it's not legal. The president said it wasn't legal. The speaker said it wasn't legal. And then he did it anyway. So we're going to do everything we can to undo it. If you're one of the lucky recipients, don't go spending your money yet.
Yeah. You talked about part of the Commitment to America is to make Americans safe again, to fight this nationwide crime wave that we have witnessed. I don't know if you saw any of the exchange yesterday between Peter Ducey and Corinne Jean-Pierre, but she would not answer the question, does President Joe Biden think that American cities are safe? She said it wasn't a simple answer. Peter Ducey said it's a yes or no answer, but she went through all this mumbo jumbo about why it wasn't a simple yes or no answer. A question. It really is a yes or no. He either thinks they're safe or he doesn't, right?
Well, I can tell you that New Orleans isn't safe. They have an all-Democrat city council and a Democrat mayor, and they defunded police. They literally removed the violent crimes unit. They no longer have one, and now they're the murder capital of the world.
Yep.
Murder capital of the world. 600% increase in violent crime.
And now, because they're in that situation, now they're actually having to hire civilians to do some of the office work because they don't have enough police officers out on the street. So they're hiring civilians to do some of those jobs so that they can take some of those folks and put them back out on the street. I mean, you would think that some fairly intelligent people, which I would assume that you should be if you're running a city like New Orleans, but maybe not, you would think that they could have seen that coming.
I mean, look, the American people can see exactly what's causing the problems in this country, and it's the policies coming out of the left. Whether it's law enforcement, whether it's national security, whether it's gas prices, inflation, you name it. Their policies, their values, the president's values, is what is driving this country into the ditch. And we're going to take the wheel, and we're going to go in a new direction, and we're going to save this country for generations to come.
Well, and you know, surprisingly, or maybe it's not so surprising, crime is at the top of the list. It's not one of the topics or issues that that the Democrats had planned to have to defend going into November, but several different polls over the past week, I mean, ABC's, CBS, YouGov, all have put crime at the very top of the list of topics, issues that voters are concerned about. And it's not just the Republicans. The CBS YouGov show that 52% of Democrats believe that crime is one of the top issues.
Well, all the Democrats live in the cities, and the cities are where the crime is. We don't have crime in the country because people protect themselves.
Yep. That's, all right, let's shift gears here for a second. You guys, you're in session trying to wrap some things up before you come home before the midterm. Friday, government funding expires. You're working on a continuing resolution. What does that look like?
Well, it just got released, and everybody was hoping for a clean CR, but as of right now, it does add a number of other provisions to it. Notably absent is the COVID funds and the monkeypox money. So, you know, we did get a win there. Senator Manchin has his proposals that are that he did as a part of the deal to that he cut for reconciliation. So that's in there, but it's probably going to get taken out. We'll be voting in the House probably on Thursday on this. But, you know, they're running out of time. Got to pass it quick.
Yep. I mean, since you are anxious to get back to districts, many of them do you see any issues with getting this done? I mean, is there a chance that we're going to have another showdown of, well, you know, we're going to shut the government down because we can't seem to get this passed, or will eventually this be taken care of and everybody get back home to their districts, the campaign?
I think this will be wrapped up pretty quick. I do think that the Senate's going to have to give on Manchin's provisions. So, you know, as long as that happens, I think there'll be the votes. I'm still voting no because governing by CRs cost enormous amounts of money. It's probably a 20% increase in the cost because nobody can plan. And when you can't plan, you're not able to use your money effectively. So, you know, it's just not a way to govern a country.
And this CR would take us through the end of the year or how long?
December 16th is the date. So what they're going to try to do is they'll try to basically create pressure to then force Congress to do something else that it doesn't want to do right before Christmas. That's how they govern.
Wow. Congressman William Timmons, it's always a pleasure. Be safe this week, and we'll look forward to talking with you again next week as we head towards November the 8th, when hopefully we're going to see a new day.
41 days. You be well. Talk to you soon.
41 days, and who's counting? Have a great day.
three-star general, Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.